Well, a good evening to one and all. We thank God we are all here to worship the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity, this privilege to minister here today, particularly to share my testimony of God's gracious call to serve Him. How did the Lord call me to the ministry? When? And how did the Lord move me to study in FEBC and to serve Him full time? Remember, FEBC opens 23rd July. These were the parting words of our late Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh to me as I left his parsonage in Life BP Church, Gilstead Road. From that moment, those words kept ringing in my ears. I have no peace. What led me to Reverend Toh's parsonage that evening, way back in June 1984. I went to meet him, not because I was interested in entering FEBC, or because he was my pastor, or because I needed his wise counsel. It was none of those reasons. In fact, I was not acquainted with him. I only knew Reverend Toh as the founder of the Bible Presbyterian movement in Singapore and pastor of the then Life BP Church. Then why did I meet up with him? Well, back in 1983, that means a year before that, a few of us together with Reverend Ronnie Koo, you know him then, we met regularly to listen to sermon tapes which we borrowed from Life Church Reform Tape Library. And most of those messages that we borrowed from there were focused on fundamentalist stand, particularly against the World Council of Churches and the falling away of these churches to the ecumenical movement. In short, the one world church of the end times. At that time, I was then attending a small independent brethren church. The separatist stand was new to me. But what I heard from those messages stirred me deeply. And I wanted to find out more. My desire was to attend the worship service of Life Church so that I could hear for myself. I could hear the preaching of Reverend Toh and perhaps to raise questions with him and learn from him. But how could I attend their worship service when my old church service was also in the morning? Thank God, He saw my heart and cleared the way for me. Our church held a fellowship dinner every last Sunday of the month. So the worship service for every last Sunday of the month was moved to an afternoon slot. That gave me the opportunity to visit Life Church once a month. And I was not disappointed. The messages I heard not only convicted my heart, but made me realize I scarcely knew the Reformed faith. There was so much I needed to learn from God's Word. Terms like fundamentalism, Calvinism, ecumenism, modernism, were all new to me. Sometime in June 1984, I happened to visit the Reform Tape Library, and there I saw a copy of the Billy Graham magazine. I don't know whether it's in production today. Dr. Toh, maybe you can confirm that. When I saw it, my first thought was this, right? Why is this magazine found in this conservative, fundamental, Bible-believing, separatist church? Would it not lead church members away from the faith rather than to edify them? I was deeply disturbed, to say the least. How could Reverend Toh preach against ecumenism and the One World Church, but then allow this compromising literature to be found in his own church? What an anomaly. I wanted answers to my questions. Returning home, I was determined to address these concerns. I called Life Church Parsonage. Reverend Toh picked up the phone. He answered. I requested an appointment with him to resolve some issues. Reverend Toh suggested. I tell him my problems over the phone. Maybe I could help you. I replied, no. I must talk to you face to face. So we met after arranging it to meet the next evening. When we met, I expressed my concern over the Billy Graham magazine very patiently. Reverend Toh answered my questions, and one of the answers he gave calmed my troubled heart. Well, we do not go along with Billy Graham and his ecumenical compromise. There are some good articles, practical articles, that are edifying for our people. And we should exercise discernment and not write off everything with a clean sweep. I was completely surprised, taken aback by simple yet wise answer, spiritual discernment. That was the key. His answer satisfied me. Thereafter, we sat down to have some small talk. And Reverend Toh asked me about my family life and also my religious affiliations. It went something like this, as much as I could recall. Firstly, he asked me, what do you do for a living? Well, I say, I'm a salesman. What about your family? Well, I'm married. I have two children. And my mother lives with me. I'm the sole breadwinner. Are you serving in your church? Oh, yes. In my church, we have a board of lay workers, just like our BP session. And this board of lay workers oversee the church ministry. So I serve as a board member and also as the Sunday school superintendent. Why are you so concerned about Billy Graham, the WCC, and the ecumenical movement? I answered, I'm disturbed at how church leaders today are leading their members away from scriptural teachings into the ecumenical movement and thereby compromising their faith. Do you know that we have a Bible college here in these very premises? Referring, of course, to Life Church premises, 9 Gilstead Road. If you are serious about God's word, what are you doing about it? Reverend Toh's last question stunned me. Not expecting the meeting to end this way, I could not answer him. Reverend Toh broke the silence. Yes, the Bible College, Far Eastern Bible College, is taking a break now. But the new semester starts 23rd July, next month. You're welcome to join us. When we bade one another good night, Reverend Toh's parting words were, remember, FEBC opens 23rd July. Well, the Chinese has this saying, a saying in Hokkien, Gu Mbat Ho. Okay, what does this mean? The young bull does not know the tiger. I went to Reverend Toh like a charging bull, but came up a whimpering mouse. The young bull certainly was no match for the experienced tiger. From that evening, Reverend Toh's words never left my mind. Remember, FEBC opens 23rd July. As I drove to work from my home in Bedok, all the way up to Tuas, that time my office was way up in Tuas, his words rang in my ears. I had no peace. Going to Bible college meant giving up my job. I was the sole breadwinner, supporting my wife, two young children, and my mother, who would feed my family. At the same time, another matter was troubling my heart. When I thought of entering Bible college, I harbored doubts about whether I could resume life as a student. I was then 37 years old. With my rusty brain, would I be able to cope with theological studies, which in itself was something entirely new to me? And of course, at that time, I had absolutely no idea what it meant to study in a Bible college, right? Like FEBC. But as the saying goes, ignorance is bliss. You don't know, so that's it. Alas, I later found out that FEBC is certainly no place for the faint or half-hearted, or for those without a true calling from God. If I remember rightly, one of the first papers I filled during my first semester was Calvin's Institutes. The lecturer, Reverend Toh. How I must have saddened his heart. Thank God thereafter, I did not fail any of his harder classes. I went through them all. All the above concerns of family and the fear of failure, they weigh heavily upon my heart. But God's call was loud and clear. However hard I tried to forget Reverend Toh's words, I could not. I was fairly satisfied with my job as a chemical salesman. As I drove to office each morning, I usually hummed, sang, because I was quite happy going to work. Things changed. There was no joy now. Instead, restless, greatly troubled. Not only that, my work became insipid. I could not concentrate. Together with my wife, Helen, we prayed for grace to do God's will. Finally, one morning, I told her, come 23rd July, I will enter FEBC. At that moment, at that point of time, peace flooded my soul. All the overwhelming burdens of the past weeks left me. It just vanished away. Having made this all-important decision, I went to tender my resignation. My boss's wife responded, hey, so you're leaving us? You have been doing well. You recently sealed a good contract. Why? Which competitor are you joining? I answered, no competitor, ma'am. I'm going for studies in a Bible college. My answer perplexed her. But thank God, the company accepted my resignation. The bridges had been burnt. There would be no turning back. On the morning of 23rd July, 1984, I entered FEBC. I'm grateful to the Lord for calling me into the ministry. I thank God for sustaining me in my studies and providing for my family. My student days were literally hard days, but our gracious Lord saw me through. People may ask, do you have any regrets upon looking back? Were you not too rash in answering God's call? Upon reflection, both Helen and I had often wondered, if we have done the right thing, why did I respond to God's call so quickly? Were we somewhat hasty in our decision? If we had held back, what would have happened? Where would I be today? We discussed this many times, but our conclusion was always the same. God's call to the ministry was loud and clear, and I must obey. When I did, God gave me peace. Peace in my heart, the peace that passes all understanding. And this evening I stand before you as a minister of the gospel. I echo the words of the Apostle Paul, the passage you just read. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Like Paul, I was struggling, seemingly on the road to Damascus, until I yielded myself to the Lord with those familiar words in Acts chapter 9 verse 6. We read that as well. Acts chapter 9 verse 6. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts chapter 9 verse 6. And this verse in Acts chapter 9 verse 6 has been my life verse since that most trying period of my life, when the Lord laid upon my heart to heed His call to the gospel ministry. I thank God for His grace in calling me not only to salvation, but also into His service. What a joy and blessed privilege to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I pray that the Lord will use my testimony to touch some heart today. If God has called you to full-time service, heed His call, and all will be well. It will not be an easy road. In fact, there'll be obstacles all the way. Criticism, even from family members. Struggles, hardships. But our faithful Lord will never fail us or leave us desolate. His grace is ever sufficient, and His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And all praise to His holy and glorious name. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this evening's worship service. Thank Thee also for the opportunity to share the testimony of Thy calling to the ministry. A harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We pray that Thou wilt send forth laborers into Thy harvest by touching some heart to hearken to Thy call this evening. For all these, we commend to Thy gracious hand, in the name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you.